I'm at base. We're going to go back to Vayhi, the third white line. I know we're in the middle of a story, but we'll start the story again. Vayhi ki Navi, this is Yecheskel saying, when I said Nevuah, Upaltiya b'miyo mace, and this person, Paltiyo b'miyo, died. V'epel ha'pana v'ezak, I saw my face and I cried out, Kail Gadol in a loud voice, V'aymer ha'ho, whoa, Hashem elikim. Rabbi Shmu, chadam elataiva. He was crying out for in a positive way. The chadam elaraw, he was crying out in a negative way. Meaning, why did this guy die a natural death? He was a Russia, he deserved much worse. The Taiva is saying, even though he was a Russia, he got a natural death because he deserved that. One is understanding it, and one is not understanding it. Tup Chantim. Mandam Elataiva Kiha, because of the following story. The standard of Meshon, I believe this standard is the governor of Meshon, I don't know what he claims to him. This the governor of Meshon, Chasne de Mechanetzer Haba, was the Mechanetzer's son-in-law. Shalachlei, so he sent Nebuchadnezzar, he sent the Shver a message. Mikula ha'ishviya de'asuyaslach, all these captives that you brought from you from Eretz Yisrael, le'shadvaslach de'koin le'kamon, you didn't send me any that they should serve me. Don't you think you should share the wealth? You have so many servants, why don't you let me have some? Boy le'shdur le'mi'yisrael, so he wanted to send them, yidn. Amulei paltiyo b'miyo, so paltiyo b'miyo says to Nebuchadnezzar, Ananda Chashvinon, we who are higher in the rank of who we are, we should serve you here. You're the big king. You deserve to have Choshev Avodim. But Avdon and our servants who are lower in the system, they should go there. The Yamin Navi, Misha Asa Taiva Yisrael, the one who did this favor to Klal Yisrael, he saved Klal Yisrael from going to Meshon, where it would have destroyed their Yichus over there. Yamos v'chatzi yamav. He should die when he's so young. So the taiva meant it was a taina. Why is he dying so young? He did such a big chesed to Klal Yisrael. He should have lived longer. That was the taina. Man d'amar l'ra. The one that says the taina was, why did he die naturally? This is b'nevuah. Yecheskel was brought in his nevuah. Not that he was there physically. But he was there physically through his nevuah, whatever that means. He was brought to the house of Hashem in the east, a pine kadema facing east. There were 25 people in the door of the gate, meaning Yecheskel is not there, but in the vision he sees this. And amongst the 25, I saw Yisyasna ben Azar, Mespaltiyo ben Miyo, Sorayam, the leaders of the nation. In the vision, he is brought to the courtyard of Hashem's house, the inner one. The door of the Beit HaMikdash, between the front room and, I don't know what he calls ulam in English, it's like a antechamber, I guess. I think
entrance.
What?
Entrance.
No.
Entrance hall.
Entrance hall, and the Mizbeach. As from the Chamishimish, 25 people, and the assumption is, I mean, Gemara is saying, it's the same 25 people. Achareyem Alechol Hashem, their backs were facing the Beit HaMikdash, Upneyem Kedmon, they were facing east. Right, the Beit HaMikdash went east to west. They were in front, the eastern side of the Beit HaMikdash, facing east, right, and worshipping Avayim, we'll see in a minute. And their backside was to the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, if it says their face is east, I know their back is to the west. It's superfluous to say that their backs was to the Heichal. Melamed, she matrizin klape maila, mata, mafriyin atzmum klape maila. What they did is, they were relieving themselves, exposing themselves, relieving themselves towards the Beit HaMikdash. Disgusting. The lack of respect for the Beit HaMikdash. Kamanavi, Misha Asa, Roh HaZayis Yisrael, Yomus HaMitasai. So there's two verses in why Yecheskel was crying out. Either he felt the Baltiyob and Miyo should have lived longer. He did such a favor to Klal Yisrael. He deserved to live longer. Or, why in the world does that person die naturally? Such a terrible person. Why is he dying naturally?
Is
the person Baltiyob? Baltiyob and Miyo.
I understand that.
Baltiyob and Miyo was a Yid, a Rasha. And he told Nebuchadnezzar, your son-in-law wants slaves, don't send Jews, send Avadim.
Oh, the son-in-law didn't ask?
The son-in-law asked for slaves. Nebuchadnezzar was going to send him Jews. So, Baltiyob and Miyo intervened that Nebuchadnezzar should send Avadim. The way he persuaded Nebuchadnezzar was saying, you're so great, you should keep the higher class people. Send the lower class to your son-in-law. Same person. He did both. He also relieved himself with his back to the Beit HaMikdash. Again, Yechezkel saw this. He's somewhere else, and Hashem shows him what's happening now in the Beit HaMikdash.
So, the person that said the Tova, he didn't know that he did his bad thing?
It's a machlokes amaroim. What Yechezkel was complaining about, or tining. Was he tining that the guy deserves to live longer, or was he tining that he deserves a worse death? That's all. Both stories are true. He did this, and he did this.
So it's a great thing, but he did a very ugly thing.
Right. Exactly. So we want to know, what was Yechezkel tining? I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you.
No, what I'm saying is that it's hard to understand why he died early on.
Well, he did such a good thing. He should have lived longer. That's what Yechezkel is saying. Why is he dying young? He did such a good thing for Klal Yisrael.
No.
He's saying, I'm reading the Gemara. Misha asa taiva miso yamos b'chatzi yamos. So the Mandam of the Taiva is saying he deserved to live longer. He's asking the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Why?
Did he know the other part also?
It's the same Yechezkel.
No, did
he? He's the one that had the vision.
I know, but the guy that's in the Tova.
Of course he knew. He read Nach. Didn't have he? Again, anybody who learns Navi sees the bad story. The bad doesn't cancel out the good.
Why not?
Because the Gemara says, "Ein aver mechab a mitzvah." They did a good act. He saved Klal Yisrael. To say more, it's an eternal act. The Yichus of Bavel was preserved because of him. Because if not, Yidden would have gone to Meshon, and there would have been no Yichus for them. And that's maintained for hundreds of years because of his act. At the same time, he did a terrible thing. So one Maliyama says, Yechezkel was saying he deserved to live longer. He didn't give him Olam Haba. He didn't say he deserves to go into Gan Eden. He said, I don't know what happens upstairs. All I know is Yechezkel said, why is he dying so young? He did such good things. The other Maliyama says, he's saying, why is he dying naturally? He did such bad things. That's all. I don't know. I don't know why you're bothered by this McClug.
Well, the doctors will say the same thing.
Oh.
Yes, doctor.
It would seem there's, as you have brought out several times, that Gemara is a variant of the world's most mitzvah Gemara in Prophet Sadhguru Rosh Tova, in that one of the things Yeshua was saying, that we have in Matthias that he has died, and he has died young. I do not know why he has died young. I don't know if this is reward or punishment, that even though I am a Navi, the ways of the functional are not clear to me. Yeah.
Not arguing with that. All I'm saying is he had a taina, whatever it is. Ezak b'kol gadol v'omer, aha Hashem elokim. That means he's trying to ask for some explanation that he doesn't understand, and he has a question. Now, was he questioning the fact that he died young, or was he questioning the fact that he died naturally? That's two pshatim of the Gemara. Now, he wasn't questioning and therefore having doubts in his amunah, chas v'shalom. He was questioning to see if he could find out. Rashi.
Or Enmer?
What?
Looking glass, which is not clear.
Again, I'm not arguing with you. I think we're just talking apples and oranges. Rashi, charam al taybah miyal hanavi alav. He was mourning, was not questioning. He was like mourning, I guess. Now, mourning, I don't know what the word miyaleo means. What?
Maybe wailing.
Wailing. Charam al rosh rabbein of shemes misiyafa. The standard of Meshach, Shulton Shemesh, the ruler of Meshach. Mishas Atoy Bazaris. She hits the Sagarim Yosavadim La'abdos. He saved the people, the Yidden, from going to be slaves to slaves. Any day, Shachareim El Hechu, Shoyb Meir Bazar, Matam Elam Achareim. Achareim Mamish, Shumafura uncovered, Shemeschavnin Laharas Achareim Lignai. They wanted to show their backs in a very terrible Gnai as a. What word am I looking for? Inappropriate way. Don't think of my right. Now, this Machloikas, the two Madiyama were Rav and Shmuel. So, the Gemara, at this time, the Shmuel Dharma Lerav. I want to prove from here that Shmuel is the one that says that the Taina was, why did he die in his bed? Shmuel told us that Mushchani is considered miyuchas like Pumbedisa. He also said, Meshan, l'choshub loy mishum abdus, v'loy mishum mamzeris. He said, there is no problem of avadim in Meshan, nor mamzerim in Meshan. Ella, the problem in Meshan is, kahanim shohayba le'ekpidu ala grushas. There's a lot of halalim there, because the kahanim married grushas. Now, if there's, why is there no problem of Avadim? If the story of Avadim happened, if Shmuel is agreeing that the story of the Avadim happened, so why in the world is there no problem of Avadim? So to Gemara, no proof. But it must be that he's the one that's saying the story of Avadim didn't happen, questioning the authenticity of that story, and he's saying only bad happened. Could be the story did happen, and Shmuel was questioning why didn't he live longer. Shmuel Tamei, Damra Mavkarab, the Yatzalcheres, and the Sarab Gutshikrurim. They were Avadim when they went, but their owners gave up hope on them. And according to Shmuel, they're no longer Avadim. It's Machloikas Masechtas Gittin. If somebody is Mavkar is Eved, does he need a Gutshikrur or not? Shmuel Paskins, he doesn't. Therefore, they were free. So there's no Avadim there anymore. Shenemra Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. An Eved of a man acquired with money. And the question is, Eved Ish, or Eved Isha? What's the word Ish? Call Eved. Eved Yesh Lelushus L'Rabi Olav, an Eved that belongs to a boss, Kari Eved. Eved Sheein Lushus L'Rabi Olav, because he was Mavker him, ain't Kari Eved. And the assumption is, when they went to Meshan, they were Mega Mavker. Now, I was bothered, because here the Gemara St. Shmuel said, Meshan is not a problem of Yichus. Meshan is just a problem of Chalolim. Earlier we had Meshan Misa. I didn't see anybody ask it by Reino and Araya. But I noticed a Rashi here. And we'll see Rashi. Look, Rashi. This time the Shmuel, the Amr, the Ra, the Shmuel left the Hadakamba that about the Mishnah Kulamation. He doesn't agree to that story. The Kamba the Hashalam Shabbatis. He said, don't worry about Avodim. The Ilam, right, the Ilam, Amelach Shmuel, the Amr, the Taiva. The Islay, he holds. His master doesn't control him. In Kari Eved. Tahaninami, Ma'agar Shagazlu Mehem and Ishashim Mehem, Zel Hefker. Could be the beginning, the Siashim Point of the Abdi. Shulash and Hefker Nakhlab, and it means because it's a Lashon of Hefker. They keep the Siash Lemine, they give some hope. Pokale Shuse, the Rishus is taken off of him.
So
we all claim him? No, he goes and becomes Yid automatically. Now, I just want to point out, Rashi before thought I saw a Rashi that says Ir Meishon. I don't see it now. So maybe I didn't see it, and I thought I saw it. Because to me, it was a contradiction. Shmuel saying there's no problem, but before we said Meisha Misa. Now, the Maryamah that said Meisha Misa there was Rav. Rav holds you need to get Shechur. So maybe it's a Machloikas. What Maryamah says, you need to get Shechur. Therefore, there were Ravadim. Therefore, it's Misa. And Shmuel argues on that. I don't see any other chat. I didn't see anybody point it out that this Gemara contradicts the Gemara before of Meisha Misa. Yes?
I don't cover it or not. Once they become free, either way, are they Jewish?
Automatically.
And then what happens to them? I mean, they were, when they went to the Shibud.
Again, they became Jewish the minute the Jewish owners gave up on them. And they went to Meshon, and there were Jews that lived there. Whether they worked for Gaim or didn't work for Gaim, that doesn't change their status. Let me explain something. A Yid that's captured by Gaim and put to slave for Gaim.
Yeah.
Still a Yid. Not an Avakanani.
In other words, they sacrifice one type of Jew for another type of Jew.
Well, they sacrificed people who were Avadim Kanim at that time.
They're
not yet. The owners had not given up hope yet.
They had to keep most of
the mitzvahs. Yes. You don't know what they did in Meshach. Maybe they kept mitzvahs. They became mitzvahs. They were servants to Nebuchadnezzar in Babel. They were servants to his son-in-law in Meshach. Doesn't say that he enslaved them more than Nebuchadnezzar would have.
So,
number one. Now, the question you might be asking, and really the question, so why, what did he gain by sending them over sending Yidden? Meaning, they're Yidden, ultimately. So he sent these Yidden instead of the other Yidden. What was the big taiva? Why is it better to send Avadim Kananim who become Yidden than to send Yidden who are now Yidden? That I don't know.
Apparently somebody would have mingled or something.
Well, so they're becoming Yidden. The Gemara answered, according to Shmuel, these Avadim Kanim turned into regular Yidden. Now, they weren't born Yidden. They were Harurim, freed Yidden, freed Avadim who turned into Yidden. Now, Gerim, exactly, like Gerim. They're not Gerim, they're called Harurim. It doesn't make a difference. Their halachic status is like Gerim. So it's like saying, instead of keep sending Yidden there, we're sending Gerim there. I mean, isn't that one and the same?
Where would the Avadim go? They would stay with the Nebuchadnezzar? Yeah. Now, do they get free to go into Shmuel? Why not? The owners are being mafka them. Why? The owners are Yidden. Separated? The owners are Yidden. Well, if you're sent to Meshach and your Eved stays in Bavo, I mean, you're not going to see him soon. He's not... Maybe that's different. Why? He's taken away.
I have a difficulty with that because the Nebuchadnezzar wasn't letting Jews own Avadim. The Nebuchadnezzar was owning them all. But maybe, you can speculate all you want, the Nebuchadnezzar was owning all the Yidden. He didn't work them as slaves in the plantations. Right? They weren't picking cotton. But the bottom line is, he was keeping them as his slaves, as his servants. Call them what you want. They were under his control. They no longer, I don't know if they would have hatched sleep on his Avadim, but maybe you're right. Maybe had they stayed in Babo, the owners would have still been able to be master of them, and Nebuchadnezzar would have let it. Because he didn't persecute the Yidden in Babo by and large. That doesn't mean he was so great. Russia, Marusha, the worst. But maybe in Babo, they left him alone, because the rise, they came to Babo, they found a flourishing Jewish community. So, it might have been that he would have let them. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I didn't see anybody ask him, but maybe you're right. Yes?
A couple things. As Traveler Earl pointed out, the position of Jews in Babel is actually rather privileged in that, if, you know, for those of us who say, oh, not as Babel, the best place you could live in society at the time is on the shores of a river, because it's that was carrying water all the way up the hill. And there's also one of the commentaries on we were slaves to Paru. Yeah, the shot is we were slaves to Paru, we were not slaves to common people. That there's an elevation in status by being a slave to the king over being a slave to some guy named Fred, some guy named Ed, sorry. It is, as you said later on, it is a position of power. Now, as far as the status, the evidence, I thought it was a great question. The Tarmadoi, what was their status? I mean, they go throughout Hanukkah and things like that. But they were the, at least one of the Shatman, I don't know if it's the final shot, at least one of the Shatman is that they were slaves to the Shlomo. And yet the commentary on Hanukkah does not treat them, does not seem to me as Jews.
Again, I'm not going to go through Tarmadoi now because I'm not holding there, but my guess is they intermarried with Jewish girls while they were Avadim, and therefore the offspring was Mamzerim, according to that one on the Amar. Yes? There. But if that's true, I think Rashi might have said that, but if it's true, the problem is Mamzerim Gemurim Kulam, Rashi says it. The problem is, here the Gemara says that Shmuel says, Meshed is not a problem of Mamzerim. Now, Rav happens to hold, I believe Rav is, no, I'm not sure. In Yavamas, the Gemara where the Rav holds, I think at the beginning he's co-owned as a Vlad Mamzer, but at the end it says, we have Rav suffered that Vlad Kosher, I believe. It's Nun something, Mem something, but I don't remember. But again, that was what bothered me, the kind of seeming contradiction about the status of Meshan.
But if you hold Mavker Avdo, that's a Lechiras, it becomes a Yid automatically?
Yes.
So his Tvila and Mila was done before?
Absolutely.
He's just an
Ebuchadnezzar. Right. Now, the question becomes whether you need a new mice at three lists.
That's what
I was asking. It's a machloikas. But, even if he really does, probably goes to the mikvah for other reasons, and therefore automatically it works. He had Kabbalah's mitzvahs already. Because the Kabbalah mitzvahs when he became an Ebuchadnezzar. True, but that's enough. Well, seemingly that's enough. Those were all the three lists only drabbonim. The beginning of the page, I think it lists Rav and the ones that say one way. At the end of the page, it says Rav. Rav. I think at the beginning of the page, it lists them the other way. I don't know. Okay.
They were Mamzer because they intermarried with Goyim.
According to one man, the other.
And the other man, the
other. Oh, they're the Vlad Kasher. Yeah, that's not like it. I don't know the answer to this apparent contradiction of Gemara's. I didn't see anybody ask it. That's what bothered me more. It means, but nobody asked it. It's not shot. They didn't think of the question. The shot didn't take new shots. They didn't think it was a question. I don't know why not. Nothing about it. A Maimer, Shari Leila Ravuna by Nassim, the Mints of Itzim Mechazyaisa. A Maimer permitted Ravuna by Nassim to marry a woman from the city of Mechuza. I think Mechuzaisa is Mechuza. And that is not in the boundary of Bavo. It means it not have the stamp of Bavo on it. It was outside of Bavo, and it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a lower level of Yichus, and he permitted it. Amalei Rav Ashi, my daitach. Why are you allowing this? Why aren't you telling him that he should shoot for a higher Yichus? By Kalaratus Preskis So, we said before. So how are you telling him, how'd you give him the okay to marry a girl from Mechuza when it doesn't have that level of Yichus?
What did we say Mechuza he thought was?
That Mechuzaisa is Mechuza, I didn't say it. Rashi says it, not me.
That's Mechuza says.
I said that.
No, what didn't you say?
So the Gemara says Mechuzaisa. I don't know what you're reading. The Gemara says Mechuzah. Arch calls, translating Rashi.
No, he didn't. he says he didn't even touch the word of Zaisa. He says Mechuzah.
I don't know what he did. He, my Gemara says Mechuzah. Amar Rav Ashi, my Daitach, why did you allow this? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Zutim Rav Meir. And the Chachamim by Min Kol Aretz by Rassus Bechetz Kesheris Enayim this. Shmuel told us that this whole thing of Yichus business is Rav Meir Shita. According to the Rabbanon, everybody is assumed kosher unless known otherwise. So therefore, to you, don't make difference above all, Eretz Yisrael, no difference. It's all the same. Everybody's Becheskes kosher. So you allow him to marry a girl out of Bavel, out of Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is, they didn't agree that there's such an opinion. The Papa's Yeshiva, they didn't agree that there's such an opinion. So how did you rely on this Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel when the others are saying he never said that? Dr. Gemara, who was the one that let him get married? Where is it? Ameimar didn't accept the Taina. The Shmuel Amar Rav Zvidman Hadar. He heard the statement from Rav Zvidman Hadar, his Rebbe, or somebody he accepted from. And he didn't care that anybody else didn't agree to that statement. Didn't my daughter told him the statement? To him, that was halacha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Zudibri Rameir, Masnitin Nitani Olub Sulim Lair Tisho, Mashma Dein Kol Aratzas Bechetz Kismi Yuchas Vizchutz Mi Baba Bavad. This whole thing that only Baba is Miyuchas, Zamer Breish Mirka, the Messiah of Reb Lazar, the Gemma Yichas Ezra is Baba, that we said it proves Ezra, that Reb Lazar was Miyachas Baba, they said Shmuel never said that. Later on, earlier, we quoted Shmuel the other way, and they agreed to that other quote of Shmuel, not this quote of Shmuel. As he points out, we said Bei Rav Zvid didn't learn this. Rav Zvid ben Adar did. There are two people.
But is there a difference between Bavel and, again, and even if you learn that everyone, the Cheskas, Kusher, is Bavel more than that, or is it all the same? I'm saying like...
Rashi says that the whole Mishnah that Bavel is more is Remeir. That's what Rashi says. I mean, the Rabbanan are arguing and saying it's not necessarily more. I mean, that's...
The borders that we define, that smaller than the bubble itself, or is it beyond bubble?
Well, we'd be, except within the borders. Mechuzah wasn't into the borders.
Not within those
borders. No, that's what Raji says.
What about Meishan?
Because we're not in the borders. Meishan Misa.
But that was still under the bubble.
I have no idea. Well, it was his son-in-law, you know what I mean? They didn't try to get along. I don't know. It was in the Babylonian Empire. But there's Bavel, and then there's what they controlled. That's the Gemara Vayitzim. Tana Rabbanan. Mamzeri Nesini Tahirim Lassad Lavoi. Dibur Rameir, Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says, Mamzeri and Nesini will be Kusher Lassad Lavoi. Rameir Aymer ain't Tahirim. Period. I spoke out this last week, and I mentioned there's a machlokes rishayim how to learn this brisa. Some rishayim learn that this brisa is talking about known mamzerim, people that are known mamzerim. That Rabbi Yaisi is saying that when Mashiach comes, lasid lavoi, whatever that is, and they'll become tar, even though they're vaday mamzerim. Rabbi says no. But Safik Mamzerim could be Remeir agrees to what we had earlier. That's how some Rishayim learn. Other Rishayim learn, no. Nobody says Vade Mamzerim is going to be Tar. They say, Safik Mamzerim, Machloikas is, will Safik Mamzerim be Tar? Now, reading the Gemara, you know, I don't pick sides in Rishayim. I am very careful, not me to decide which Rishon is right. But reading the Gemara, it seems to say that even Vada Mamzerim are going to be kosher. I'm not sure how the other Rishon will explain it. I'm sure he does. But as we go along the Gemara, Everybody's going to say, huh? So for sure, about it, we'll see. But let's see what I do with it. I'm a learned Rabbi. So Rabbi Yaisi said, I'll prove to you Mamzer will become Tor, either something or Vada, whatever way you want to learn. Like my name, Mr. Rakhel, like a Bayim Tor, Mutarta. Shem will sprinkle water and Mutar everybody, and Rabbi Yaisi understands that means even Mamzeris. I'm a learned Mayor. Well, he dressed in the Pasuk. Shemim Kol Tom Mesechem, Mekol Gulechem. Says Hashem will be Mutarta some Tum and Avedizara. Doesn't say he's going to be Mutarta Mamzeris. Read the rest of the Pasuk. You're ignoring the rest of the pasuk. But then it says at the end, atayreschem. That's extra words. You already said mitayrtem. So what's atayreschem? One is from tum and gelulim, and one is from amzeres. Aviyamer av mamzeres. So there's a machloikus here. Will Hashem be mitayr mamzeres? And again, I mentioned the machlokes b'shoyin, and I'm not going to repeat it 50 times, whether it means mamzer vavai or mamzer m'safek.
Is there anyone? I mean, this we're talking about lasa lavo, right? We're talking about Mashiach time, right?
I don't know what lasa lavo means.
Okay, whatever it means. The bottom line is there any people? If you learn it's vadai that Hashem's gonna, Hashem's saying, you know, I feel bad for you. You know what I mean? Like,
no. Hashem, let's not put human emotions into the rabbinic level. No. Hashem is going to say, the law has changed. End of story.
Okay, so what I'm trying to drive at is that...
The law has changed?
The law has changed.
Okay, are there any...
Meaning, for these people, the law changed.
But I thought it's... So are there any... Even if you learn Vada Mamzerim, the laws change, is there any person that's not going to be able to be part of Klal Yisrael at that time?
It doesn't say Amayinim and Mayavim are going to be
Mamzerim.
No,
there. Yidin.
Well, Amayinim and Mayavim are Yidin. They're even Magayar.
I'm talking about a regular yid.
And my name is a ger. He gets him after yayna. A ger, a mighty, can get him after yayna. Why not?
I'm talking about.
He paid for it.
A person, let's say, blasphemes Hashem. That's Shalom.
He's Chayav Mitzah.
Okay, but he didn't. That's only one. Is he going to be...
Do I know?
No, I'm asking him.
I don't know. I just know this Gemara. Yes, I don't even know this Gemara, but at least I try. Yes. Yeah, of course. I that's what I meant to say to Ramesh Freud. Yes, it's not a question. He's saying that Artscore brings down that in the future there will be Mamzerim. Hashem is not going to say there's no more halacha of mamzeres. He's going to say the previous mamzerim are not mamzeres. Because that's higher
at
the line. Exactly.
No, but why?
Because that's what Hashem wants. That's why. Because it's up to him, not to me. And as Rabbi Gifty used to say, if I have to understand God, then he's not God.
That's a good line.
Right. Hagot vasich vashteya nishkin got. So that was his quote. A God I understand is not a God, then he's me. Yes, doctor.
We have a rule that when Rabmeir argues with Yehuda, because with Yehuda, we also have another rule that any time Rabbi Yossi says anything, that's a shot because Rabbi Yossi comes with his reasoning. We have a machlokas between Rabmeir and Rabbi Yossi. We have a rule which is...
Yes, I love it, Rabbi Yossi, usually. But like every other thing, so you know when we'll find out? And the Rambam probably paskins this. I don't see the Rambam paskins this. We'll find out, Meretz Hashem, this week. That's a question awaited again.
When you said the law changes,
actually, the way of
saying reality changes.
Right. Weiter. Dr. Gemara. Bishlai Miller and Meir, Hainu Dixiv, Ayeshev. How do you pronounce that? It's Ayeshev, Ayeshev. Thank you. The Yashav Mamzer Ashtayt. The Mamzer will settle in Ashtayt. That means they're going to be Mamzerim. El Rabbi Yaisi, my Yashav Mamzer Ashtayt, they're going to become Tohar. This is the Rai I had, again, that it's Mamzer Vadai. Because if it's only Mamzer Suffolk, what's the Gemara's Gacha? Mamzer Vadai will go to Ashtayt. So in the Gemara, it seems that there won't be any Mamzerim. Therefore, Gemara is asking, what does Rabbi Yaisi do with that pasuk that tells us that when Mashiach comes, the Yashav Mamzer Ashtayt? And for the Gemara, to the Matargam Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi learned shot in the pasuk, like Rabbi Yosef told us the Targum. Now, Rabbi Yosef was an Amayra. He happened to be a big bucky in Targum. Throughout Shas, when we quote Targum, I can't say every time, but many of the times, it says, like Rabbi Yosef taught us the Targum. He was a big bucky in different Targums. There's Targum Yonison and Targum Unkelus and different Targums. And he knew the Targums. So when the Gemara quotes Targums, many, many times, he is the source of quoting Targums. Tysus brings a shita that says that the reason Rabbi Yosef was such a bucky in Targum was because Rabbi Yosef was blind. And Tyrus Shemiksav, you're not allowed to learn Baal Peh. So he couldn't learn Chumash because he would have to learn the Baal Peh. So therefore, he knew all the Targums so he could learn Chumash by learning Targum. That's what Tysus brings to Baba Kama and Gimel on the base. Tysus disagrees and says it's not true because for a person that's blind, there's no answer. That's Tysus and Gimel on the base. So I'm not going to pick sides in that Machlokes Rishayim, but Rav Yosef was a big bucky in Targum. So he said the Pshat and the Yashav Mamzer Ashtayt is the Yashav and Beis Yisrael the Reichson. Beis Yisrael will sit securely by Rayon in their land. That they were treated like strangers. The Yashav Mamzer, the one that was estranged, Klal Yisrael, who was estranged by the Goyim, and they didn't let him keep Eretz Yisrael, they were making them crazy as current events go on. At that point, they'll live in Ashtayt securely, no rockets. No rockets, no terrorists, gone, over, done with. That's what the Yashav Mamzer, Mamzer doesn't mean a Mamzer, it means somebody estranged. Rashi. By the way, I'm a Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha Kerev Yaitzi. Dr. Rashi, V'yashem Mamzer V'ashdez Yibadlu HaMamzerim Mehem, they will separate. V'yashem B'fnei Atzim, they'll live by themselves. Yaitzim B'yashem L'Rokzim, Targum Shavayashav means to live. Davidam Yibadlu Nechroi Targum Shamamzer, where they were estranged. Zaki Kamer. V'yashem V'am Shai Menukum Rebul Artzai, was estranged from their own land. The Nitrat and chased away Kamamzer, the Ashtoi, Gamhu Megvul Eretz Yisrael, the Yeshua Chokalahem. Ashtoi was part of what Yeshua split, Abishle Nichshu Shaviyamav, even though during his lifetime it was not conquered. Siv, Ashtoi Zakantabor Bayamim, Basa Bayamim, Hashem told them, you became old, the Eretz Nishar Harbim by the Mishta. And it says which parts were still left, the Chashiv, Azu Chamecha Sarne Plishtim, the five rules of Plishtim. Azazi, Gaza, Ashdaydi, Ashdayd. So he didn't conquer it. But it's Eretz Yisrael. So Merch Hashem, when Mashiach comes, will be able to be in Ashdayd securely and not worry about the rockets and the terrorists.
All Bnei Yisrael will be in Ashdayd?
No, people will live in Ashdayd securely. It's just saying that the where we weren't allowed, we will be allowed. Taking Ashdayd as an example. Are there other cities that we weren't allowed? Stama. This is the Pasuk that Navi picked. I'm sorry?
Ashdod has been a big city for many years.
Right. First of all, I'm not sure, I'm not Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he knew these things, that Ashdod is exactly located where the old Ashdod was. I'm not sure. Meaning, not every city that's called a name today is necessarily the exact same place where it was in the time of Navi. There is a city of Ashdod today, and you do live there, not so securely, because they're within the rocket range of Gaza, right? But it might not be exactly where Ashdod was. It could be Ashdod was further south, more towards Gaza. I don't know. I can't answer that question. Reb Chaim was able to comment on that. He was able to say where it was, where it is. I'm sorry?
I think it's one of the biggest cities closest to the town.
Again, I still don't know whether it's the same place or not. I don't know if it's the same place or not. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not saying I do know. I'm saying I don't know. Yes?
One question, one comment. Question. Who is Ofer Karim to Sinai?
What?
Who is Ofer Karim to Sinai?
Rabba was Sinai and Yitzhak was Ofer Karim.
The other is Ashdod's position is somewhat constrained because as a place where ships can come in,
Again, I'm just reading the Gemara. I don't, you know. Don't think about my term. Amr of Yitzchak, Elav, the Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Yitzchak. If not in fact, Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel said, Halacha Kerb Yitzchak, have Asi Elio would come, Mabik Minan, and take out Tzvorni Tzvorni, groups of people. Meaning, he would rip out groups of people from us and say they're Mamzerim. So Baruch Hashem, the Halacha Kerb Yitzchak, and it won't happen. That's what Rabbi Yehuda quoted, Rabbi Yehuda said, Yitzchak's halacha. Baruch Hashem, he said, we paskel of Yitzchak. If not, we're headed for trouble. Now, does that mean Mamzer Vadeh and Mamzer Safek? It's a machlokes rishonim. But if that only means Mamzer Safek, he would have ripped out Mamzer Safek. It would have been terrible. Mamzer Vadeh is not so terrible. That's what Yitzchak is saying, according to those rishonim. The other rishonim is saying, all Mamzerim will be tar. There won't be any Mamzerim at that point. Rashi. Tzvorni, Tzvorni, Chaburas, Chaburas. Lishna Chrina, Kolorin, Kolorin. I'm not sure what Kolorin means. Bands?
Next.
Ulashim Maisa, Bekoiler, Shibnei Adam. It's not neck shackles in the sense that they're shackled. It means a group of people, it's just a word for group, that they're as if they're in the same shackles. But it's not that he would rip out the shackles. He would rip out a group. I think still it's another word for group, but it means koiler, the same for Bamas. Does he bring two pshatim?
He means the oracle.
What?
He means the oracle. It says koloran means neck shackles, but it means groups of groups. And Sauer's also, like,
Sauer's the neck. Yeah, it's right. It's, when they refer to a group of people, they'll refer to neck shackles because they used to shackle people together. So that's why it's called the group. That means the neck shackles. But that's one person. Here's the Kailer Shibnei Adam. It's like saying they got together under the same neck shackle. That's what she's saying.
Does that mean a prison also?
No.
No, never? I thought.
Again, I am. It's funny enough not to say never. I don't remember ever meaning a prison.
English was probably coffled. COFFLE.
Together, right? Using this group of people, the chain gang, you put the shackles together.
Right. That's why a group is called a kailer. It's a borrowed term here. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have finished the Gemara by Yuchsin. At least the discussion about who's kosher, who's not kosher. Now we're going to get back into the meat of things, halacha. Yes. Because it's saying when it Mashiach comes, this is what will happen automatically.
Right away.
Yeah.
Without waiting years.
Right. Again. Give me 1 second. How the Rishonim that say that Mamzer Vadeh will remain, why does the Gemara ask the Kasha of Yashu Mamzer Vashta?
Cooler. Cooler. Can I think this is your
So Ron asked that on the Rambam. One of his coaches on the Rambam. Okay, now we're going to shock people a little bit. Okay, halachically. That's a different kind of shock. We are not... Okay, let me let the Gemara do its thing, and then I'm going to hear the questions, so I might as well let people ask. Tana Rabbana. Gerin Reisim Amzera. Devi Rabbi Yaitzi. Kal Gerin Bleyeshi Kol. We've had that before. Mike Rabbi Yaitzi, a Gerin Kamari Amzera. Tim Yudai, a Gerin Bleyeshi Amzera. Kal Gerin Bleyeshi Kol. Sorry, Ikri Kol. And therefore, they're not allowed to marry Amzera. Echad Ger. Echad Evid Meshukher. The Ech Mecholo. Mutar Mekahena. Everybody agrees that a Kehenes has no restrictions. She can marry the same people that the Israelis can marry. A Kayan is restricted. His sister is not restricted. Now, her kids aren't going to be Kahanim. They're not going to be Kahanim anyway, even if she marries the Yisrael. So she can marry an Eved Meshukher, she can marry a Ger, she can marry a Cholol. She has no restrictions on who she marries any more than a Bas Yisrael does. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Leisim Amzeres, sorry, Ger Neisim Amzeres, the Xavier Kalgam Leikrikol, Abba Mamzer, the Sib Loy Halachim Psuloy. Leisim Amzeres, Xavier Kalgam Leikrikol, Utar Mekahanis, Yava Pincha Kahanim Asur Begiris, Mishakareris, a Kayan cannot marry a Giris Mishakareris, the Kalala, the Xavar, he holds, and this is the way we paskin, Lehuzeru Kahanis Xerisli Nasal Psulim, Kashura Kahana is female Kahanim, meaning daughters of Kahanim, are not restricted from marrying Sulam Loisim Shapsul Ein Muzer Aleim. Obviously, they can't marry a Mamzer, but they're no different than a Bas Yisrael. There's no special restrictions on a Kahanis more than a Bas Yisrael.
But we had, I'm always thinking about that Shita.
What are you thinking about? What Shita?
Marry someone in a lower level. Was that the Shiltas? So I want to know, like this, for example, there's no Isser, but is it under that category?
Why I'm talking says that a Baskayan that marries Yisrael is not a sinner. According to one Mandiyama, not a Sudas Mitzvah.
Is not what?
Not a Sudas Mitzvah.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about. I'm not
trying to destroy your daughter, Shadach. You know what I mean? It's about trying to marry Yisrael.
But he's a Talmud.
I understand. I'm just saying.
That's four status?
Yeah. Again, I'm not. This was not meant for Pesach. This is meant because he's bothered by the fact that how can Kehenes marry these people? It's a lower level.
I don't do that.
I didn't say that. No, we don't do that. Gemara also says that marrying a Bat Amoret is not marrying an Amoret is not a Sudas Mitzvah. So again, Baitan. Don't think of my Baitan. My time at Rabbi Yaitzi. What is Rabbi Yaitzi's reason that a Ger is not considered Kol? He's a Jew. Where do you see that he's not a Kol? Hamishi Kol Iksiv. Five Koholim, it says. Five times the Pasuk mentions in the Yichus, in the Parsha of people that can't marry Kol Hashem. It marries five times, they can't marry Kol. That means the Torah is trying to restrict five different groups of people from marrying Sulam. Mamzer can't come to Kol Hashem. Amayni Bamavi can't come to Kol Hashem. There's all five times it says the word Kol, when it talks about people that can't marry Jewish ladies. Or their ladies can't marry Jewish men. That means they're restricting five different groups of people, and we will continue Emet Hashem tomorrow. Everybody should have just a wonderful day.